Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Yes, we are delighted that you're with us. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Trevor's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Craig Douglas is with us. Welcome, Craig Douglas.
Hello, Vincent.
So, Craig, where are you?
Presently, I am in Michigan.
Okay. You've been traveling from the East Coast to Michigan over the last couple of days. And, you know, this brings up a really good point. We're going to be talking about food today. We're going to be talking about long-term storage food. We're going to be talking about the different, not just freeze-dried type food. We're going to be talking about all kinds of food and food preparations for your survival. We're going to be talking about value. We're going to be talking about cans of food. We're going to be talking about boxed food. We're going to talk about growing your own. We're going to talk about meals ready to eat. All of it. And the reason is you need to consider all types of food storage for your survival. Now, as we go through this class, I'll probably even share with you what we've done for our long-term storage foods and survival. Craig Douglas is an expert in survival. He travels around the country, and he's had television broadcasts. He's been on the radio many times with us, and he's been to almost all of our Get Prepared Expos. He's taught seminars, and one of the things that you know about Craig Douglas is he is our radiation instructor. You'll see him at the Get Prepared Expo with his exhibit of Civil Defense era radiation detection equipment and also other more modern radiation detection equipment. And he's going to be talking today with us about food storage. Craig, when people think about food, they think about, well, a lot of us, the 99%, think about going shopping if they need something. And I even got a call 2 days ago. A storm was coming our way here in Missouri, and I got a call from one of our friends, and I said, "So where are you?" He said, "We're going shopping. We're going to get some stuff that we need because snow's coming." That happens. So that's why I think you should have what you need before you need it. So let's talk about food storage.
All right. Well, what I want to discuss today is basically a broad brush of all the topics, sorting through all the storage choices, because there are a lot of different methods. In fact, I have 6 of them that I've written down here with a possible 7th for people to consider. And any one might not be right for everybody. And so you have to pick and choose which is the best for you and your family, depending on the conditions you have. Now, before I get into that, though, I want to mention that even though people think of food as being like the most important thing, it really isn't. You really have to have a good way to make clean water to drink. That would be like number 1. You're going to need water a lot sooner than you're going to need food. And maybe in the weather's like we're having right now in much of the country, shelter might even come first. You might die after 6 or 7 days without water, but you might die within a day without shelter. So water and shelter are probably the most important things to consider even before you get to the food. So if you haven't started at all, you probably ought to start on those things. So that being said, I have 6 things written down here we'll go over that I'll talk about. And I'm going to just tell you the main topic first, and I'll go in order. Growing your own. The next topic is hunting, gathering, fishing. Next topic is buying things from the grocery store. Next one is bulk grains. Next one is freeze-dried foods. And the next one is MREs. Now, the 7th one, which I'll go ahead and discuss right now, which I don't really consider a valid prepping method, but I hear it quite often more often than you would expect. And it's really, it's basically one form of food prepping that many admit to being their main method of obtaining food will be predatory. Now, this is definitely not moral, and it is certainly very dangerous, but I'm just bringing that up because this is one method that some people have chosen to use as their food preparation method, and obviously that creates problems for all of us who have prep because they're after your food. So you need to keep that in consideration, and the best way to prep against that type of person is probably security, firearms if you need to, whatever. But that is a very immoral and very dangerous method that needs to be mentioned, but it's not a proper method of food storage choices.
Greg, let me just put an exclamation point on that. I know a guy who is a broadcaster. He is not associated with USA Prepares in any way, shape, or form, nor would he be allowed to be associated with us. He's a former cop. And I heard him say, quote, "I don't need no food storage. I don't need no preparations. I got me a gun." There you go. This guy's on the radio. This guy's a former cop. And that is his position with preparation. He doesn't need any. He's got him a gun. So, Craig, you talked about it. You talked about it. I know a guy who said it right in front of me, a former cop. So
I hear it quite often at the gun shows, too. So he's not the only one. I hear it quite often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this guy, this guy sells his stuff at gun shows. He does. He really does. I've seen him. I've seen him for years, and that is his position.
Well, hopefully those people, if it gets bad enough where things, people like that resort to that, maybe they can be eliminated or neutralized before they cause too much damage. Mm-hmm. But it's obviously a topic that's very sensitive.
It is, and it's absolutely true. So you've seen it. I've seen it. So we are firsthand witnesses of seeing this kind of discussion. And it's probably a little more common than we would like to believe.
Well,
so let's cross that off. We're not going to do that, but we do need to protect ourselves from those who have no morals.
Right, and you know what, Vincent, that people who don't prepare at all and who don't even have that mindset of being a predator may have to resort to that just to survive because, they didn't prepare for anything. So by necessity, some others, maybe, you know, millions, may have to resort to that anyway. But
Craig, I've told people who are new to USA Preparers privately on the phone. They'll say, "Why do you do this? Why do you broadcast? Why do your instructors do what they do?" And I said, "It's kind of simple. It's so they take that young family, and they have a young child, very young, and the grid goes down, and the child's hungry, and she says to him, 'Don't you hear her crying? She's hungry. Do something.' So he goes out, and he's walking down the city street, and the traffic lights are out, the grid's down, there's no electricity, there's no one in the stores because they can't sell anything because everything is computerized, and the checkouts are computerized. So there's a crowd standing around the door of the big store, somebody throws a brick through the window. They climb in and they get what they need. Now, the point is he going to come back without something for his child because his child is hungry and crying and mom is blaming him because they don't have any food? So it's his fault. He's not going to let that happen. So he's going to take what he needs because he needs it. There's going to be more blood in the street. There's going to be more broken glass. And that's why we do what we do. We want less broken glass, less blood in the street. Get what you need before you need it. That's what preparedness is all about. And you just told that story.
Yeah, and let me skip now to the second one that I had mentioned, and I'll go back to the first. And one more moral method, of course, if you don't have any preparation, would be hunting, gathering, and fishing. So people who have some type of knowledge of how to hunt or fish or find the right types of foods in nature can fare in the short term better than most who are the ones that or have to resort to robbing grocery stores or robbing other people for food. Hunting, gathering, fishing can be, of course, inexpensive. It's very hard to store, so you can't really store it. If you caught a fish, you really can't store it that easily. So you have to pretty much consume as you gather. Now, it has a wide range of shelf life depending on what it is and the method you decide to use to store it. And, of course, you're going to need some sort of skill and knowledge in order to do this. If you're hunting, you're going to need to know how to skin and prepare the meat. And storing it is not going to be that easy unless you have some modern conveniences at your availability, which isn't very likely. It can be very labor-intensive also. And so you need some sort of, if you don't have that knowledge, you'll need to get a few books together beforehand so you can obtain the knowledge as you go if you really have to. But one thing about hunting, gathering, and fishing that a lot of people, because I hear that a lot of people say, oh, well, I got a gun, I can go out and find game, I live, you know, near a state park or whatever. I hear that all the time as well. But one thing people don't think about with that method, based on history, actually, if you look back during the Civil War, and look historically, find out a lot of things that were going on. We'll find a lot of the war zones were so devastated of food and property and destruction that there was a wild game was actually getting quite rare because so many people were trying to resort to hunting or fishing and gathering. So when right now, in peaceful times, that could be something could be fairly easily done. But when you have competition from thousands or maybe other millions of other humans, then the whole ballgame changes. Could change. And in the Civil War, the people were actually resorting to tearing down fence lines for firewood. Deer and other populations of wild game were disappearing. And that could happen.
Hold that thought, Craig. We're going into a break. We'll be right back. So just who will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, John Moore, John Stettmiller, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Aaron Dakins, Brad Dakins, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us, just to name a few, are the senior instructors, medical doctor Norman Cheeley, engineer Matt Stein, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, physicist Dr. Richard Allen Miller, author Captain John Reagan, counterterrorist Mike Ma, author Rich Sheban, and the CSPOA founder, Sheriff Richard Mack. You'll learn how water wells work, how to buy gold and silver quietly, discreetly, and privately. Learn the importance of good health and how to care for your loved ones. Learn alternative medicines, overcoming anxiety, stress, high blood pressure, and alternative cancer treatments. You'll have access to more doctors, more authors, more talk show hosts than any event we know of. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Douglas is with us, and we're talking about food. And we're talking about hunting. Craig, in the early 1900s, right here in Missouri, deer were almost nearly depleted. There, some people believe that there were only about 400 or 500 left at that time in the state. Today, about 200,000 deer are killed for food, hunted. We can call it harvested annually here in Missouri. 200,000, more than 200,000. And you mentioned hunting for food. Absolutely, it's a method that's been time tested. However, let's put an exclamation point on what you just said. How many people do you know who are hunters look forward to the very first day of hunting season? The first day. Why is there so much importance on the first day? Because that's when the deer are plentiful. By the end of the first day, there are hardly any left. Think about that. So this is in a regulated environment. What's going to happen? What's going to happen when the grid goes down, when the economy collapses, and regulation ceases to exist, and it's every man for himself? How many deer, rabbits, squirrel, birds do you think there are going to be? That's exactly the point. So, Craig, you are spot on. And on our farm, 8 years ago, there were plenty of deer. Now we hardly see any. Seriously. And I believe it's... because of the economy,
like you said. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I believe it's, well, partially because of the economy, and some of these farmers are hunting deer because they have to.
Right. And then going back to your example from around 1900, how many people were there actually there at the time in Missouri and versus mm-hmm. how many are there today?
Right.
I don't think nature can withstand our populations, certainly probably not anywhere east of the Mississippi. I just think there's just too many people to sustain the hunting, gathering, fishing model like, say, the Indians used to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that leaves us to other methods of preparing. So, yeah, you know, hunting will probably work. And, you know, if I had to, I'm sure on a couple hundred acres I could find a couple squirrels. But if I had to go find a squirrel right this second for lunch, I don't think I could do it on a couple hundred acres. Seriously. If I went out with a .22, I'd be hard-pressed to bring home lunch. If I left the microphone right now and went out hunting.
Well, one thing you could do mm-hmm. with your land is you could actually grow your own food as well. And that's mm-hmm. another topic we'd like to cover.
Let's do that.
Basically, and on all these topics that I'm covering here right now, at the expo, Get Prepared Expo, there's going to be a specialty class on every single one of them, I would imagine. I mean, there's so many instructors there that the activity of growing your own or gardening is going to be covered by many people. So I'm just going to gloss over it here. But it's as your food storage method, it is certainly one of the least expensive and the most nutritious. But it has a wide range of shelf life depending on the storage method that you're using. You could go anywhere from dried or eating raw to freeze-dried. There's a lot of different ways you can go there. So it has a wide range of shelf life. It has a long lead time, of course. If you aren't prepared and you decide you're going to start planting some seeds in the ground, that's not a good prepping plan. However, if you can't grow your own, at least have seeds, tools, and knowledge available if the disaster becomes a long-term or perpetual disaster. And in the form of gardening, growing your own, it can also be the most labor-intensive, but also can be very rewarding. For those people who like a garden, you'll know exactly what I mean. So growing your own is certainly an option that we probably should all be doing, but because of time constraints with our busy lives and such, it's not an option that most people can actually do. If you don't have enough gardening space to even grow a small garden or have the time to deal with it, then it's not something that's going to be very easy for a lot of people to do. And growing your own still presents a potential hazardous situation with the aforementioned predators. When your food becomes at almost harvest time, and all of a sudden you wake up and one day it's all gone. It's about ready to be harvested.
We're going to a bottom of the hour break. We're talking about food, and we're going to talk about the other methods. Cans, boxes, buckets, beans, freeze-dried, and MREs when we come back. Craig Douglas.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Getprepareexpo.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Craig Douglas is with us, and he's going to teach a few seminars on food storage, survival food, at the Get Prepared Expo. He's going to teach you how to save money. And by the way, Craig Douglas is going to have a large exhibit at the Expo. And it will be a food exhibit, as well as a radiation detection equipment exhibit. He will be offering the lowest priced long-term storage food in the country for Mountain House Foods at the Get Prepared Expo. There will be no lower price than what is offered by Craig Douglas at the Get Prepared Expo. The biggest discount in the country. Craig, am I exaggerating? Did we lose Craig?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll have the lowest price on Roundhouse freeze-dried food in the country. Not an exaggeration. And also, I don't know how much discount will be there, but we'll also have discount on the Wise brand as well. I don't know what how big of cuts those will be yet. So certainly on the Mountain House, I can guarantee you'll have the lowest price in the country. You will not find any other low price, but it's only available to people who actually attend the expo.
Mm-hmm. So, class, if you want to buy the same type food that we have in our long-term storage food plan, the same kind that we carry in the trunks of our vehicles, the same kind that we have at the farm, you'll be able to buy it at the lowest price in the country at the Get Prepared Expo. No question about it. And also, you'll be able to buy Berkey water filters at the lowest price in the country. So, Craig, by the way, that's what we do. We make sure that you leave the expo with no regrets, that, you could have gotten it at a lower price someplace else. We require that our exhibitors sell to our guests, USAPreparers.com guests and students and other instructors at the lowest price they offer anyone. So that's something that we require at the Get Prepared Expo. And Craig has gone way beyond that. Craig, please continue with your food storage plans.
All right, the next one that most people will be able to relate to, the easiest and be able to start without much effort, would be things from your grocery store. Now, grocery stores have a wide range of costs, a wide range of nutrition, a wide range of conveniences. And really the bottom line is you should really buy the things your family normally eats anyway and continue to eat it on a regular basis, and you need to rotate it. For instance, maybe green beans are on sale at your local grocery store, and see if you can inquire about buying a whole case when it's on sale. And then if it's something you normally eat, canned green beans, you put them on your shelf. Okay, keep doing that for all the food items you normally buy. And eventually you're going to have a very large pantry that can probably get you through months instead of just weeks. And as long as you continue to rotate it, in other words, use it or lose it. If you got to continue to use it, otherwise you let it sit too long. If you just put it on the shelf and forget about it, 10 years down the road or 20 years down the road, all of a sudden you realize you're going to have a lot of cans that have to be thrown away, or it might not be any good anymore. So it's really something you got to do. Just have a larger pantry, essentially. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just buy in greater quantities when it goes on sale. And so that's an easy way for anybody to start, because almost all of us get our food from our grocery store for the most part. The next category
quick tip. We do that, and we have purchased cases and cases of food. You can buy 10 cases at a time easily. And green beans at 39 cents a can, it's crazy not to do it. A little over $4 a case. Really, 12 cans, 39 cents a can, and with tax, get 10 cases, seriously, and then baked beans. And what you want to do is keep them at a constant cool temperature, not frozen, but if you've got an area in your basement that stays relatively constant cool temperature with not a lot of humidity to rust the cans, there you go. That's the plan, class. Buy what you like, and you can even get mixed vegetables. So please continue, Craig.
Okay, the next category I have here is bulk grains. Now, this is a very low-cost method. We're talking about things like wheat, rice, beans, even things like millet or barley or corn or all types of bulk grains that can be obtained by the sack, maybe a 25-pound sack or even 50-pound sack, for very, very low cost. It has a very long shelf life. It's easy to store in large quantities, but there are some things you need to be aware of for this method. Because eggs is one of the first things. You have to make sure you store it right to where the eggs immediately die off when they hatch. There's methods of that, and I go over one of them here in a minute. But also, you gotta remember though, okay, now you have a handful of kidney beans. Okay, what do you do with that? It's something you can't really make into a meal that easily. It takes a lot of work, a lot of energy to actually get it to where it's edible. So one of the disadvantages of the bulk grains is that in itself is not a meal. A can of or a handful of a wheat is generally not really considered a meal. So you have to do a lot to make it into a meal. So it does take some knowledge and some preparation, even though it is the cheapest. One of the ways I would do, and the class of people might consider this, I used to buy 50-pound sacks of wheat or whatever, bulk grains, I would put them, I would get one of these 5-gallon water bottles, you know, these blue plastic 5-gallon bottles you turn upside down and put on a water cooler, you know, the ones. I would get one of those. I would put a, before I put any grain in there, because I'm going to store them in there, but in 5-gallon bulk grains, I would take a, if you're a welder, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're not, you can still go and get this, a nitrogen tank used for welding and set up a regular radon and a hose and put the hose down inside the bottom of the jar of the big water jug. Then you pour your grains in there. You fill it up all the way top with your grains. Then turn on the nitrogen. Now, what's the nitrogen doing? The nitrogen is heavier in air, and it's going to go to the bottom of all the cavities around your corn or wheat or whatever it is. And slowly, it will drive all the oxygen, all the air, out of the top of the bottle. And when all the air is out, an easy way to do that is just take a match. And when the match no longer stays lit, when you stick it into the neck of the bottle, then you know all the air is out of it. If the match goes out immediately, then you know the air is out of it. Then you drop in a couple of oxygen absorbers, little packets you can buy, and then put the cap on it and then wrap the cap. And there you have a way that now all the eggs will be dead when they hatch, and your food should last a very long time. In fact, I think it's been said they found edible wheat in the pyramids even.
Mm-hmm.
So
they have, Greg. Also, Craig, you and I have never discussed this. This is the first time that I'm hearing you talk about this. This is exactly the method that we use here. And I purchased a nitrogen bottle. It's about 4 feet tall, many, many years ago, with a regulator and a hose. And that is exactly the method that we use here at the farm. And the only difference is that we use the 5-gallon food-grade buckets with liners in them for that. But
yeah, that's another way. They have a special seal that you can use on those lids. The part I didn't like about that type of system is there's a lot more surface area of a gasket to have to worry about, and that's why I chose the water bottles.
No, you're right on the money with the choice that you have. And by the way, I'm looking on eBay right now. If you want to use these 5-gallon buckets, you can buy them for $25 with $30 shipping. So roughly $5 a piece if you want to buy used, clean, food-grade buckets. Don't buy the ones that are used for paint and other things like that. Also, you can go to the Chinese factory outlet, and they get frosting in buckets, and maybe they will give you the buckets. You know, wash them out, make sure you get the lids. So you can do this very inexpensively, and yes, you can buy grains as and beans, as Craig is talking about. You can go to Sam's and buy bags of beans, 25 and 50 pounds. You can also do the same thing with rice. You're right on the money, Craig. Please continue.
Yeah, okay. The next one, and full disclosure here, I sell freeze-dried food, but we're just going to breeze over this one as well. Freeze-dried food, now, it's a very expensive way to go. It has a very long shelf life, usually between 12 and 25 years. But it's one of the most convenient, and it's also a very nutritious method. It's convenient because generally all you have to have to make instead of having a handful of rice, which you have to prepare, okay, with a freeze-dried, you basically just add water, and you have you'll have a meal right there, just adding water and waiting for 10 minutes. If you have boiling water, it usually takes about 10 minutes. If you have cold water, it usually takes about 20 or 30 minutes. But in other words, you have something you could call a meal than just a handful of kidney beans. So it's very convenient, long storage life, but it's awfully expensive compared to some of the other methods we've already gone through. But it also, freeze-drying maintains the nutrition that a lot of other long-term methods don't, even more so than things you get in your grocery store. The next item I have here, and actually the last item I have on here, which we're going to talk about, and we'll have a whole booth of this in my booth, MREs. Now, while MREs, if you don't know those, that's a meal ready to eat. You generally hear them talked about in military terms or FEMA. It is probably the most expensive way to go, but it has a pretty long storage life. Generally, I get the question all the time, how long a storage life? Well, when the military has MREs, they put a inspection date of 3 years beyond their manufacture date. That does not mean they're no good after 3 years. That just means the military checks their stock, examines it, decides whether or not what they want to do with it. And when I get MREs straight from the factory, there's a 6-month quarantine where they actually hold the food for 6 months and test it before they actually release it to the public. So it has a long storage life. It's very portable, although it is a little heavier than some of them. There's a lot of packaging with those things to throw away. But it's not very nutritious. It's akin to eating fast food, really. It's usually pretty good tasting. Most people think it's pretty good tasting. Some people don't. But it's not very nutritious. But it is, out of all the methods we just talked about, probably the most convenient method, because you don't have to cook, you don't have to add water, you don't have to do anything. You just take it out of the package and eat it. I generally recommend people consume an MRE before 10 years. However, I have some right now that are 19 years old that I've been eating myself, and overall they seem fine. So it doesn't have quite as long a shelf life as freeze-dried food, but it is another method that if you had a bug-out bag, you could just throw it in your bug-out bag, and you've got at least one or two meals on the road. It's not easy to carry a lot of them. They get quite heavy if you start trying to carry a lot of them. But in a pinch, it can be a life-and-death situation that could be easily avoided, especially if you live in a big city, apartment building, something like that, high-rise building. It's probably the most convenient for people who live in situations like that.
We come back. Craig Douglas and I are going to talk some more about the food storage plans. The idea is make sure you have some. Think about it. Washington, D.C. is kind of shut down because of the snow. Trucks are having a tough time getting in and out. Do you have your food? Use this as a lesson.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my, when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you want to get a link to Craig Douglas's website, it's called theprepperstop.com. Theprepperstop.com. And there's a link on page one of the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you go to USAPrepares.com, you'll see a link, the Prepper Stop. You can click on that. It'll take you right to Craig Douglas' website. In case you're driving, listening to this, and you can't write your notes while you're driving, just go to USAPrepares.com. Craig Douglas is under instructors, exhibitors, and on page one. And he will have the lowest price on Mountain House Foods in the country. You can buy it and take it with you. Okay? Remember Max's Law. Buy the best. Pay cash, take delivery. If you don't have delivery, you don't own it. So you can own it at the Get Prepared Expo. Craig, I'm going to ask you a question. And the question is, what do you think of the Get Prepared Expo? You've been to many of them. You've been to other expos. Can you contrast what you're going to learn at the Get Prepared Expo and what you think is good about it, what you'd like to change about it, and just feel free to say whatever you think about the Get Prepared Expo.
Well, I've done your expo since it started. I think you've done six now or seven?
No, this is six. We're up to number seven.
Number seven now. Okay. I've done all seven of your expos, and frankly, I do, as a vendor, I do like yours better than the other ones overall. For instance, this last weekend there was one in Florida, which unfortunately it sounded like a good event. There were speakers and everything, but unfortunately as a vendor, they want to charge me $900 for a booth, and it kills it for me because I don't make enough to justify that. In fact, your expo, sometimes I haven't made anything or very little. Sometimes I've done well, and with the sale I'm running on the freeze-dried food this time, I'll be lucky if I get out of there, you know, with very much at all, if anything. So, and I'm taking a big risk by doing what I'm doing. But as far as your pricing for your actual vendors, this is something that I guess the public don't have to worry about. But it will gather more, a lot more vendors, and class instructors. One negative I think is about your expo a little bit, and it's really not a negative if you think about it for the customer. It's just there's too many classes. You'll have to attend several expos. Probably, I think if you're one person, you're going to have to attend probably four expos in order to go through all the classes. I guess that's about the way it would work. And you haven't had one in about a year, have you?
Nope. No, I haven't. And the other, I'll tell you why. The other expos ganged up on me, and they decided they were gonna put me out of business. So I said, okay, you guys want to shoot it out? Go ahead, shoot it out. I'll just step aside. You guys have your shootout. And now one of the expos who was in the shootout decided that he's only gonna do a 1 day expo. We're doing a 3 day expo. So I guess he found out that it wasn't such a good idea to go on the attack. Another expo has fewer seminars. They all have fewer seminars than we do. And you're right, we have so many seminars it's hard to pick which ones. And currently, if you want to go to every seminar we have, you'll have to bring 5 more people with you, and each one will have to go to a different seminar if you want to have attendance at all the seminars. And that really is a problem, and I don't know how to fix it. I really don't. We could have a small expo.
Yeah, you also have such big, such good speakers there that, frankly, people that are a little bit smaller size, so to speak, that are line up against Joyce Riley or somebody. Nobody attends the class. Everybody wants to see Joyce Riley. They don't want to see me, or they want to see John Statmiller or somebody else. And so your big names draw all the crowd away from us smaller guys that have a good topic and good education, but nevertheless, your stars take up the spotlight off of us. I've got about four or five expos scheduled for the next like 3 or 4 months. There's, as you said, there's a lot of other people. There's a big gun show dealer that just jumped into the bandwagon, and they're starting to do a bunch of proper shows around the Midwest. But I think there's going to be more of it. There's no speakers that I'm fear like, and a lot of them don't have speakers.
Yep, and that's why people come to the Get Prepared Expo, because not only can they buy the things they need, but they can meet the celebrities. We have more celebrities, doctors, instructors, than any other preparedness expo by far. By far. Craig Douglas, thanks so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Get Prepared Expo. And class, if you'd like to have dinner with Craig Douglas or lunch, you can. We can. 2 dinners, 1 lunch at the Get Prepared Expo. And you can buy freeze-dried food at the lowest price in the country at the Get Prepared Expo. Craig, thanks so much.
Thank you, Vincent.
Attention, listeners. SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.